This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The special election vote to annex Brown Ranch into the city of Steamboat Springs did not pass last night. Yampa Valley Housing Authority will now work on a new plan for the land, which was purchased for $24 million through an anonymous donor. The Moffat County Board of Education will be interviewing six finalists for school district superintendent. Those interviews will be April 4th and 5th. Stakeholder groups, including community and staff, will be involved in the interview process. The Rotary Club of Craig is starting up their flag sponsorship program. It's the 18th year where businesses and community members can sponsor flags, which will be displayed throughout Craig on holidays, starting Memorial Day and ending with Veterans Day in November. The flags are placed on the light poles on both sides of the street on Victory Way and Yampa Avenue. The cost is $85 per flag. Send an email to craigrotaryclub@gmail.com to get more information. Also in Craig, the public bathrooms outside Loudy Simpson Park Ice Arena are temporarily closed due to vandalism again. They're getting fixed. Tonight is a discussion on unfriendly content on social media and standing up to online hate. It's hosted by STAND, which is the Steamboat Team to Disrupt Anti-Semitism and Discrimination. Local students will speak, as well as Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett and Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. It's from 5 to 6:30 in Library Hall at Bud Werner Memorial Library. Everybody's invited. There's an RSVP link, and it's on our website. Colorado Mountain College will conduct an internal search to see if any current employees could qualify to be the next president of the college. Those internal applicants can start applying as of today. Dr. Carrie Besnethauser has announced she's stepping down in August after 11 years serving as the head of CMC. The Rauch County Humane Society has received a $15,000 grant for the Colorado Pet Overpopulation Fund. It's part of the License Plate Grant Program. The money will be used to provide medical treatment and microchips for shelter animals. Haydentown Council has a work session tonight. There will be a discussion of nuisances and animal ordinances in the town of Hayden. Starts at 6 o'clock. Then at 7:30, the regular meeting for the town of Hayden begins. Steamboat snowboarder Walker Overstake took the silver in the team event at the Junior World Championships in Austria with teammate Grace Domino. Steamboat's Eric Belshaw has become the first USA Nordic ski jumper to qualify for the final World Cup competition, finishing 17th overall in Slovenia. You can do some drop-in curling at House and Ice Arena. It's from 6 to 8 this Friday night and then Friday, April 5th, but you need to pre-register by today through steamboatsprings.net/curling. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.